At a district clinic, doctors are giving vaccination injections to some primary school students. Liang Xiaofeng was the National Disease Control and Prevention Center, says currently the vaccination is mainly to ensure the running of the public service system. So public servants, primary and middle school students, and people with chronic diseases are the priority group to receive vaccination. However, some people are concerned about the safety of the vaccination. There are rumors saying that the recent AH1N1 influenza outbreak in Beijing was caused by vaccination. But Liang Xiaofeng says,
So far, 4 to 5 million people have been vaccinated. Our surveillance figures show no serious side effect cases are reported.
Up until yesterday, among the more than 4 million vaccinated people, only 300 show adverse reaction. Pregnant women and children under 3 years old are not being vaccinated. As for whether this group of people will be included in the vaccination program, Liang Xiaofeng says,
So far, pregnant women and children under 3 years old are not included. Drug administration and health departments are studying this matter. It's because AH1N1 patients are mainly young people. Whether to give them vaccination depends on how the epidemic changes.
Liang Xiaofeng stresses personal hygiene is important in preventing the AH1N1 influenza.
The common precautions to prevent common infectious respiratory diseases can be useful. For instance, avoid going to crowded public areas, wash hands frequently, wearing masks. All these measures are necessary.
As of Monday, more than 48,000 confirmed AH1N1 flu cases had been reported on the Chinese mainland. 74% have recovered. Among the 118 serious cases, there are 7 deaths. For China Drive, Emily